But I want like the body of someone on like some dirty leather site. Because I want to be like that old guy when I get old.
Like Big Fatty? And... You want the body of Big Fatty?
No.
Well, he's on a dirty leather site.
Yeah, but I want to be like the hot, like, you know, Papa Dog. That'll be my nickname. with the harness and the nipple piercings. That's going to be me.
Oh, no.
Salt and pepper chest hair. That's what I'm going for. But with really nice legs.
That would be unfortunate.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
I want to be like that old guy when I get old.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 457 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 4th. I said the 4th of November 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we have got an update, a live phone call from the Haunted Redwoods. Y'all hold on to your hats. It's a BFO exclusive. Oh, we're pretty. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I've got to let you know that I am recording as quick as I possibly can because Larry Cly and I... Oh, y'all, that I'm... Oh, we're pretty. Are you trying to rhyme? No, not. It's not rhyme time. But y'all, the rat is on right now also, and I need to check and see what the 7-day forecast is, because y'all, it's big hoot nanny weekend here for the old coal miners. They're coming back to visit, and so we got to see how the weather's going to be, because y'all, my youngest brother, who is a former coal miner, he is coming back this weekend with a lot of his friends, and they're going to be like, oh, Big Fatty, we are so delighted that you are still here after all these centuries. And but I need to know what the weather is, y'all. But anyway, y'all, it's going to be a busy, busy week, and that is why there will not be an LFC, a Little Fatty Cast, this weekend. Now, as far as last weekend goes, Mr. Vader was hemming and hawing. Oh, the sound quality was terrible. I don't know what happened. I did not change anything. But y'all, he obviously did change something because it sounded like shit. So I don't know if he's going to post it or not. So if you have a complaint about that, if you'll just put it in the mail to the Little Fatty Cast Complaint Department at P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And y'all, but Larry Cly, y'all, by the way, we are in the middle of a dome of delight. A dome of delight, according to the Weather Rat. And y'all, we've got that Northeast Fetch going on. Northeast, Big Fatty, is it soup night? No, it is not soup night because, y'all, Larry Cly and I are heading out to the Coastal Carolina Fair just as soon as Big Fatty finishes recording this and goes and gets some money. And, y'all, we go every year and we leave and we feel like we're going to vomit. And, you know, that's Bjorn can... report on that, because y'all, he went to the Texas State Fair and felt like vomiting many times. But y'all, I'll give you a full report. I can tell you right now that Big Fatty is going to have a cone dog, and I'm going to have some roasted a ear of roasted corn cone, and but I don't know what else, because we've had the fried pickles in the past, and we've had we don't usually get an elephant ear. It's just too greasy, y'all. It's just too greasy, and I've got to have an elephant ear. Well, you know, some people that we know have two elephant ears, and they're on both sides of their face. Oh, how dare you even mention things like that? But y'all, I'm looking here now. I'm looking at the Weather Rat's forecast, and Friday it's going to be 65 with a low of 41. Saturday it's going to be 72 with a low of 40, and Sunday a high of 74 with a low of 45. So y'all, it's camisole weather, and but it looks like it's going to be perfect. There's no rain in the forecast at all. In fact, the Weather Rat has put the word perfect on the 7-day forecast. Oh, Big Freddy, it's just going to be perfect for the old coal miners coming down for the Dome of Delight. And anyway, now, y'all, a little bit of an update on the very sad closing of the Patrick's Pub in Lindigum. Anyway, I sound like Archer. anyway, I'd received a twitty last night from Miss Porter saying they're now going to do a benefit fundraiser on Tuesday night. That is right. You know, I'm recording this on Tuesday night for the Wednesday show. A benefit fundraiser to keep the bar open. What they don't realize is it's the damn drag queens. It's all the fucking drag shows that have killed this bar. It's nothing but drag. And y'all, on a Tuesday night, it's going to be the third string drag queens doing it. And y'all, it's just going to be the final straw. It's the final nail in the coffin. It's just going to be the end. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm a little disappointed that Patrick didn't say, no, you know what, it's over. Let's not prolong this any longer. Because, y'all, they could raise $50,000 tonight. They won't. They won't. But the place probably still wouldn't stay open. Well, it probably would if they raised $50,000. But if they raised $5,000 tonight, the place wouldn't stay open. So I just think it's... I think it's kind of silly. But y'all, Miss Porter told Big Fatty that he and Granny were probably going to go by for a farewell beverage. And y'all, and they're only taking cash. There are no credit cards allowed. But a go by farewell beverage after they finish up going to the Coastal Carolina Fair with Granny, Miss Porter, and Granny's family. Which, y'all, if you can believe that there are some people in his family older than him. Unbelievable. But, y'all, speaking of fucking, there was evidently a lot of fucking that has gone on in the month of November. Because, y'all, it appears that everybody is having a fucking birthday in the month of November. Y'all, my grandson is having one. I believe Lurie Dean is having one. That Tim, terminally single Tim, y'all, he's the one with the baby arm between his legs. He's got a birthday this month. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Doesn't Jesus have... No, that's December. Brick Friday, just spit it out. You're going to forget somebody. Oh, Miss Kitty has got one coming up on Thursday. And by the way, I'll be taking Miss Kitty to a birthday lunch at the Purple Onion. And we will be going... it'll be me and Miss Kitty and one of Miss Kitty's... dancers, Olive. Olive will be joining us because Miss Kitty and Olive, they are like, they're tethered, y'all. Just tethered. And, you know, it's one of Miss Kitty's dancing girls. But we're going to go to the Purple Onion for a birthday lunch. And, y'all, they do have that good buttermilk pie there. Not to be confused with the vinegar pie, which Miss West finds vile. Vile, 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 vile. Y'all, speaking of vile, let me go over here to the e-letters because I've got a few things that came in today that I wanted to touch base with. By the way, y'all, I believe that Stevie B, up there in the Washington, D.C., I believe he's going to have his Chick-fil-A card taken back away from him. Because, y'all, he drove by the Chick-fil-A today and did not even slow down. Didn't even slow down, y'all. I mean, people are going, ooh, no, what? Oh, no, no, you better...
Just into the BFO Southern Hemisphere Race Results Desk. Big Fatty's straight boyfriend bet on Daffodil, and Daffodil lost.
Got an e-letter saying that they've got the peppermint milkshake out for the holidays now. So hopefully Stevie B and Denny can pick one of those up, and maybe they'll get off the. No, you do not want to be on the Chick-fil-A shit list. No, 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 no.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, yeah. Hey, big trans fatty ass. This is Myron Gooch here. Vera's fallen, and she can't get up. Help.
Now, y'all, believe it or not, that 7 seconds was a little tidbit of history, y'all, because that was indeed the one and only Myron Gooch, who is attached to the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, I should have played that in the middle of Myron Gooch's phone call, but y'all, it was a little tidbit of history, so I didn't want to interrupt it right in the middle of that unbelievable 7 seconds of live Myron Gooch calling into the BFO. And y'all, this is right now there are two. There are two exclusives to the BFO, and that would be Kim Beaver from over there at the Lodge. And Myron Gooch now is the second exclusive. Y'all, they do not contact telephonically to any other podcast except for the BFO. So, anyway, and, being on a Goochpalooza does not constitute contact. Oh, Big Fatty! Oh, Big Fatty, are you going to blow it out on the other end? Well, let's just see if I can do that. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, speaking of poo, here is a call from Pooh Bear.
Big Fatty, this is Pooh Bear in Washington. I had another idea for Jeremiah's show. I think you had the Jalvin part right down pat. I think it would sound good if you called it Jeremiah's Jalvin Jubilee. Then we could just call it 3J. Another thing, Big Fatty, I still follow you on Twitter, but for some reason you don't follow me anymore. So if you could reconnect, I'd really appreciate it. Just ain't a day unless I could talk to my Big Fatty. Have a good day. We'll keep in touch. Bye.
Jubilee, Jubilee, you're welcome to Jeremiah's Jowling Jubilee. Y'all, that used to be a Sunday morning show, the Jubilee. Jubilee! Pooh Bear, I don't know what happened on the Twitty. Y'all, I'll get a verbal spanking from that Daniel. But y'all, he's unsubscribed and he stopped podcasting, y'all. I don't know if you know that or not. Gone. He is totally and officially, he is the Patrick's Pub of podcasting right now. Patrick'sPubOnline.com equals dubious intent. I know there's not a benefit for for the dubious intent. Y'all, you know, no. It's just, no, I don't think so. Anyway, Pooh Bear, I don't know how to unfollow people on the Twitty, so I don't know what happened, but I've noticed that several people have said that the Twitty has dropped people from following them or something like that. So maybe that's what happened to you. But trust me, I have no idea how to unfollow. But y'all, I have gone back in and I have started to follow the Pooh Bear again out there in the Everett, Washington. Y'all, I'm surprised that he's even speaking to me. Because to tell you the truth, everybody in Everett, Washington is mad. Mad as hell, y'all. They're just mad as hell. In fact, I'm surprised that Pooh Bear hadn't called in to blow it out with Big Fatty. But, they're mad as hell because the Boeings, Boeing, 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 airplane maker, they've chosen, they were down to two places, the Everett, Washington, where the Pooh Bear is, and the Upchuck, where Big Fatty is. Oh, Big Fatty, and they chose Upchuck. They sure did. And so, y'all, it's going to bring in just thousands of new jobs for the area. And by the area, I don't mean the area. So, but anyway, Pooh Bear, I'm happy to follow you. But, you know, sometimes you just got to let Big Fatty know when there's something amok, just like Pooh Bear did. Now, y'all, there are no more calls in the queue. So, if you would like to call, and y'all, I didn't hear anything. Didn't hear anything from anybody on their Halloween costume That nobody called in. I guess the cool kids were just mourning the closing of the Patrick's Pub to come, and they just didn't do it. So anyway, but y'all, it's your turn to call in now. Y'all, I'm gonna go over here to the e-letters because I got several things that I wanted to go over with you. And y'all, these are not in any kind of order at all. Y'all, you know, yesterday's show that I said that TFLK, you know, oh, I don't know what the TFLK. Well, y'all, Vera she was just as snide and just her normal self. You know, she was having a good day, so she was just snide. She wasn't necessarily mean, but, you know, she was just snide. By the way, y'all, that picture over there, the Kim Beaver of Daniel Beaver dressed as the vagina, y'all, it reminded me of some rare roast beef. And, you know, they have that Philly cheesesteak out at the fair, so maybe I'll get a... you know, some rare roast beef on a sandwich, or maybe one of those those big sausages, and you know, kind of like that Tim of the Baby's Arm. But anyway, Kim Beaver says that she thought that TFLK were four things that Big Fatty just loved, or maybe it was that Vera just loved: thongs, foreskin, lubrication, and Kegels. Now I'm discombobulated, she says. But y'all, I don't know what a Kegel is. I know what a bagel is. And Kegels, it's probably some of that. It's probably not German, but it's probably that smoked fish or something like that. I don't know. I just don't know. But you'll need to send that over to Vera because she's the one that came up with that shit. And you're discombobulated, and so am I. And y'all, I've just received something else from. The Kim Beaver, she says, "Dear Gussie, honey, if funnies were edible, you would be the bacon, and I was just the stale tofu. You are my one and only hero, and you make me laugh every day. I love you, honestly. XO, Kim Beaver." Well, isn't that sweet, y'all? I wonder what she was responding to. Oh, where I was saying that Kim Beaver was the funniest person on the interwebs. Oh, y'all, it's just a mutual admiration society. Me and the Beaver. Oh, Big Friday. y'all, Paul, the Kitten Whisperer, y'all, he has sent me something, and I may have to add this to my Amazon wish list. Y'all, it is something called, what is it called here? Fresh Balls. And y'all, you can feel like a cool summer breeze, find out what people are saying about Fresh Balls. And y'all, it's honest to God, it is a product that is out there on the... So go over and go to freshballs.com. And y'all, look at the products they've got over there. It says, "So fresh, so dry. Fresh Balls, the solution for men." And it's only $14.99, and that includes shipping. And y'all, it says, "Finally, the solution to a problem men have suffered with for generations." Oh, dear Gussie. "All men sweat in their groin area, and until now, there's not been a product specifically to relieve the wetness and uncomfortable feeling of sweaty balls. Fresh Balls is aluminum-free, paraben-free, and talc-free, and contains oatmeal as an anti-irritant and tea tree oil, so it's antibacterial." Y'all, so you get a small gray tube, and it's perfect for home or on the go. And y'all, quite frankly, that too, Big Fatty needs to get that in like a 35-gallon drum, I think. But, you know. But y'all, if you're saying, "Oh, I wish there was a little something I could send to Big Fatty to make him know that I'm thinking about him," y'all, it would have to be some Fresh Balls. Either that, or you could call me on the voiceover line and just say,
"I want to be like that old guy when I get old."
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.